It's good to be here. Thank you for that message from the Fort Lee group. Those are some great words in that song.
很高兴能够再一次来到这里，也感谢Fort Lee组小组的献诗。那实在是一个很美的歌。
And I think that I'm doing that right here.
他在做。
I think that Mike chose some of my favorite songs to sing today. I think some of those are really great songs, Mike. Thanks for choosing those. They are good worship songs.
我或许应该选一些歌来唱，一些我很喜欢的歌来今天来唱。
Now you want to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Haggai.
请大家拿起我们的圣经，翻开哈该书。
Now it's part of the Bible where the pages may be still stuck together.
在这里的圣经里面，可能这几页还连在一块。
Or if you go to the book of Malachi, which is the last book in the Bible, last book in the Old Testament, and turn left about 20 pages, you'll come to the book of Haggai.
或者你翻到撒加利亚书，也就是我们圣经最旧约里面最后的一本，然后向前翻大概20页，就是哈该书。
Or it's the book between the two Z's.Between Zephaniah and Zechariah,
或者是在两个 Z 的中间的那一本书，介乎西番雅书跟撒加利亚书。
And if you still haven't found it, go to the table of contents and you'll find the page number.
如果你还是找不到哈该书在哪里的话，请你到目录去查一下，你会看到那个页数。
Let's just read our Father's word, and then we'll have a time of prayer, and then see what God has for us in this book.
让我们来读神的话语，然后有一点祷告，然后看神要今天要启示我们什么。
It's a very short book of the Bible.
这在哈该书在圣经里面是一个很短的书。
Only 38 verses, but we will read the first 11 verses of Haggai chapter 1.
总共只有38节，但我们今天要念第一章第一节到第十一节。
In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, This people says, The time is not yet come.Even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
大流士王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说：万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。这殿仍然荒凉，你们还住天花板的房屋吗？
Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways."
那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说这殿仍然荒凉你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗现在万军之耶和华如此说你们要省察自己的行为
You have sown much but you harvest little You eat but there's not enough to be satisfied You drink but there's not enough to become drunk You put on clothing but no one is warm enough And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I might be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得工钱的，将工钱装在破漏的囊里。万军之耶和华如此说你们要省察自己的行为你们要上山取木料建造这殿我就因此喜乐且得荣耀这是耶和华说的
You look for much but behold it comes to little When you bring it home I blow it away Why? declares the Lord Because of my house which lies desolate while each of you runs to his own house Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and on all the labor of your hands.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就催去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地土、山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
Then this last verse. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people showed reverence for the Lord.
那时，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下来的百姓，都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话。百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we know that this passage has been preserved for us for 2,500 years. We thank you for that.
主，我们感谢你。我们知道这些话语，你为我们存留在圣经里面已经有2500年。
Father, at the same time, while these words meant so much to the remnant of the people back in Israel, they mean much to us today.
主啊，在那这些话语对着当时以色列剩余的民有如此大的意义，即使在今天对我们也是相同有那么大的重大的意义。
We pray that these words would not just be something that will fill up the next half hour, but Father, they would capture our hearts.
主，我们恳求你让这些话语在下来接下来的半个小时里面，不是这样子快快的飞过，而是深深的印在我们的心里面。
I pray that you would use me in song at this time, that we, as I translate, as he translates and as I speak, Father, that we would be pleasing for you.
主，我们恳求你真的是保守哦，讲的、听的、翻译的，让我们真的是献感谢于你。
I pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
祷告奉靠耶稣的名，
amen.
We're looking at a passage that was preached probably as close as we can tell on the 29th of August, 500 years before Christ.
我们现在要看的经文，我们可以大概可以知道是在主前520年8月29号所宣讲的。
In fact, the book of Haggai has more date references to it than any other Old Testament book.
事实上，在哈该书我们可以看到它有许多日期的记载，比其他一切的书信都要多。
Now, just to see how smart we are this morning, who was the great teacher that was teaching about 500 years before Christ in China? What was his name?
让我们看看我们中间谁的记忆力最好，谁能够记得在主前520年在中国教历史、教在传讲的话语。
His name was?
他的名字是什么？
Confucius.
Kong Zi.
So the prophet Haggai is over in Israel preaching the word of the Lord during the same time. So he's a contemporary of this great teacher that was in your country.
So we can see that in the same time, Haggai was in Israel preaching the word of the Lord. In China, we have Confucius preaching the word of the Lord.
Now, there's not a whole nother church in Jersey that would know what we're talking about this morning. If we ask him who was preaching at the same time as Haggai, they would never guess Confucius.
我们在今天早上我们可以知道，不是所有在纽泽西的教会都可以想到，在哈该这个时代，同时东西方有不同的先知在说话。
So, Pastor King, your church is smarter than Hawthorne Gospel Church.
所以金牧师，我们可以看到天人教会可能比其他教会要聪明一点。
Now, last week you heard a message about Ezra and Nehemiah.
在上周我们可以听到的信息讲到尼希米。
And you learn that these two men, these two leaders, came down from Babylon back to Israel.
我们学习到以斯拉和尼希米这两位领导者从被掳之地回到回到耶路撒冷。
Israel had been deported to Babylon because of her sin, and there she had lived for 70 years.
以色列人因着罪的关系，被送到巴比伦，有在那边居住有70年之久。
God had sent prophet after prophet after prophet to Judah and to Israel to call them not to worship idols, and yet they continued to worship their idols.
神借着先知一再又再而再的送先知到以色列人中间，叫他们不要去崇拜偶像，可是他们就是不听。
Finally, in the book of Jeremiah, God told Israel that unless you repent, I will carry you off by the nation Babylon.
最后，神借着耶利米先知告诉以色列民，若你们再如此行，就要把他们送到巴比伦。
And you will live as captives for 70 years, and that happened.
你们要在被掳之地待七十年，而那也就成就了。
And Babylon through Nebuchadnezzar came down into Judah and carried away the kings, carried away the royalty, carried away the priests, carried away the people to Babylon.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到以色列，将以色列的王、贵族、祭司等等都掳到巴比伦国。
And during those 70 years, God continued to remember his schedule that in 70 years, Israel would return to Jerusalem.
但在那70年中，神仍然记得他的时刻表，在时候满足的时候，以色列人要回到。
And as we study, As we study the Bible, we know that Babylon'sA rule of conquering a people was to deport those people from their land and bring them to the land of Babylon. That's how they conquered and vanquished a people.
我们知道在我们从历史可以知道，巴比伦国是将一个国灭了以后，将人民迁徙到巴比伦国，这是他们如何来得胜。
And this caused the people to be very discouraged, and Babylon did that.
因为巴比伦国如此行，让那些人就觉得很灰心。
Then there was a new ruler in Babylon, a man by the name of Darius.
但在那个时候，巴比伦有一个新的王。
And Darius had another philosophy of all these captured people that lived within his country.
这新王的名字叫大流士，他有不同的政策，就是要把这些人放回到他们自己的国家。
And he wanted to send them back to their homeland.
他将被掳到巴比伦的人全部送回到他自己的国家。
And so Darius issued an order, and Ezra and then Nehemiah listened and followed that order and began to lead the people back to Jerusalem, back to Israel.
所以按照大流士的命令，以色列人开始回国。
And just a little bit of review from last week, then Ezra came back to rebuild the temple.
所以就是稍微复习一下上周的信息，以斯拉回到国家，回到耶路撒冷，开始重建他的圣殿。
And then later on, Nehemiah came back to rebuild the wall.
然后尼希米也回国来重建城墙。
And during the time of Ezra, right at the beginning of Ezra coming back with a remnant of a people, because they came back in stages, during this early beginnings, Haggai was the prophet.
所以在以斯拉带一些渔民回到国家的时候，在那个同时，这是早期第一批回到以色列，回到耶路撒冷，哈该就是当时的一个先知。
And he comes and he speaks to the people. He notices that they had begun to do a work on the temple, but they stopped.
他来到众民的面前，来告诉他们，因为他知道。这些渔民回到国家，回到以色列以后，开始了工作，可是他却在中间停止了。
Darius the king wanted them to leave Babylon, come back and reestablish worship, come back and become a nation. And Ezra said, "That's what we're going to do." But when they got there, they started and then stopped.
大流士王希望这些人回到他们自己的国家，重建他们的国家，重建他们的敬拜。而这些渔民也真的回去了，他们开始了，可是他们又停止了。
And this is what Haggai says in verse 2, he says, thus says the Lord, this people says the time is not yet come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. We'll do it tomorrow.
我们可以看到在第二节 哈该先知这样子说, 这百姓说, 建造耶和华殿的时候, 还没有到, 我们会做, 可是是明天。
How many of you are procrastinators?
你们中间是...
You know, what's a procrastinator?
什么叫做延迟?
By the way, my hand is up too. What's a procrastinator?
什么叫做延迟?
Well, procrastinators, if you're a student, and you know the date of an exam, and let's say the exam will be on the class, for the class will be November the 15th.
延迟就是好像说你是一个学生, 你也知道在10月15有一个考试。
So the exam is on the 15th of November.
那考试是在 11月15号。
And what do procrastinators do? When do they study?
延迟者他做什么呢? 他开始念书吗?
On the 14th.
他在14号的时候开始念书。
America is full of procrastinators.
在美国这个地方充满了这些延迟者。
If you ever want to see how many procrastinators are in your neighborhood, go to the post office on April the 14th at 11 o'clock at night.
如果你们想要看在美国有多少延迟者, 在四月的那一天,你知道报税的最后一天到 尤其去看一看,
we all know when our taxes are due, right? We all know this. You know when they're due, right?
我们都知道什么时候报税截止。
And some of us are so bad that we even are late 2, 3, 4 years.
但有一些在我们中有一些可能真的很不好, 甚至于延迟了两三年。
And so when are we going to get this work done?
所以我们什么时候把这些事情做完呢?
Next weekend is a clear weekend. I'm going to be very busy next week. I'm going to do this stuff.
下个礼拜天或许是一个好日子，我会下个礼拜我会很忙，可是在下个周末我会把它完成。
Or next month looks clear. I think I can get some time for next month.
或下个月看起来我的时刻表是空的，或许我可以在下个月做。
Or next year would be a good year for me to get involved in the church.
或许明年是一个好时间，让我能够来更多的参与教会的事工。
But now is not the time to rebuild the house of the Lord. Later, I've got other things to do.
但是就不是现在，现在不是一个好时间。等一下，我有其他的事情要做。
Now what was, we always, by the way, we procrastinators, we always have good reasons.
就像我们都是一些很会延迟的人，我们都很有，都有很多好的借口。
Now let me ask you a couple, what are some of the reasons you use for putting off things?
所以让我们来问一下。 我们的理由是什么把事情也拖后。
What are some of the things that you use? What are some of the reasons that you, what are some of the excuses that you give for not doing something?
我们常用的借口是什么来不做一些事情。
Go ahead, I'll listen to your answer. We'll
大家,
do something different.
大家请踊跃回答。
You're what?
It's not due.
Oh yeah, April 15th is a long way away.
日期还没有到, 4月15还早得很呢。
Good, what are some other reasons?
还有什么其他理由吗?
What? It's not worth my time. Good for you.
我不想花这个时间。
Yeah, not worth my time. Good. What's another one?
还有没有别的?
I'm too tired. That's mine.
我太累了。
I'm going to put on my graveside, on my gravestone. I'm tired. I'm too tired for this. Yeah, I'm too tired for this. I got a headache.
我要在我的墓碑上面写着我太累了。我有很多头痛，我不想做。
The Cowboys are playing.
牛仔也是这样子,
or the Giants are playing.
对不起，刚刚是讲的是足球啊。 那个,
and these excuses pile up, don't they? And at the end of the week, at the end of the year, at the end of our time in life, we have accomplished little.
而这些借口就这样一直堆积着，一直累积着， 让我们一次又一次的delay, 延迟, 以至于我们在这一生里面 什么都做不了。
Now the excuses that Israel used were pretty good excuses. We have no food. You should look at the houses that we live in, and we have no money.
而以色列人用的借口看起来也很正常，也很正当。我们没有食物，我们没有房子住，我们也没有钱。
When I have food, when I have money, and when I have a nice house, then I'll serve the Lord.
当我有食物，当我有钱，当我有房子住的时候，我就会来服侍神。
Life is too tough for me to spend time serving God.
现在的生活对我来讲实在太困难了，以致我不能够来服侍神。
It's really amazing that Jesus says this in Matthew. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things shall be added unto you.
当我们知道神的话语在马太福音告诉我们，先求神的国和神的义，其他的一切都要加给你们。
And what do I want? I really want all these things, and then I'll seek God.
当我们自己常常会怎么说？我要这一些东西，然后我再来求神的国。
When I have enough money, then I'll seek God. Lord, I'm working hard, two jobs now, in order to get that house, and then when I get the house, then I'll serve you.
哦，主啊，我现在工作非常努力，我有两份工作。当我有足够的钱的时候，我就回来侍奉你。
Lord, I want my kids to go to the best school, and that's why they're going to tutors and to this and to that, and then when they get to the best school, then they'll serve you after that.
哦，神啊，我要把我的孩子送到最好的学校，我请家教来教导他。当他上了最好的学校的时候，然后我来侍奉你。
And God says, you know what's going to happen? I'm not going to let you build up money. I'm not going to let you have lots of food. I'm not going to let you stay in those nice houses because you're not seeking me first.
但神却告诉我们说什么？我不要让你有足够的钱，我不要让你有足够的食物，我不要让你住好的房子，因为你不先求我的国和我的义。
I can guarantee you something this morning.
在今天早晨，我可以向你保证一些事情。
If I say to you, how many of you will serve the Lord 100%?
如果我向你来询问，在我们当中有多少人能够百分之百的来侍奉我们的神
？Hardly any of you will say no. You will not stand up and say no. I will not serve the Lord.
我相信在我们中间大概没有人会站起来说，是的，我要在百分之百侍奉我们的神。
But you will say no in another way.
但我们不会直接说不，我们会用别的方法来说不。
I don't have time.
我没有时间。
It's not worth my time.
这对我的时间来讲不值得。
I don't have the money.
我没有钱。
I've got to work to get through school.
我需要工作，所以我才能够来念书毕业。
And then when I do that, then I'll serve the Lord.
当我完成这些事的时候。我就会来侍奉神。
And what Haggai says is, while we will be polite and we will not say no, I won't serve you. In effect, when we delay, we are saying to the Lord, no, we're not going to serve you.
但在哈该书这边，让我们看到，他说，我们就用很有礼貌的言辞来说，不，我们不来侍奉神，我们来言辞，但我们说我们不，我们不侍奉你。
So the words not yet or not now are.The same as no.
所以这些话还没有，还没到时候，相同于不。
Now, there's something else that we need to understand here. God wants His disciplined people to put worship at the center.
我们要在这里，我们要看到一件事情：神要管教我们，要让这个敬拜是在。
For 70 years they've been in Babylon. For 70 years they've not had the temple. For 70 years they've not had the worship.
在七十年里面，他们在巴比伦，在七十年里面的当中，他们没有敬拜的中心。在七十年里面，他们没有圣殿。
And the first thing that he wants to happen when they come back is to worship him.
而第一件事情，让他们神希望他们回来的事情是要敬拜神。
Now, people, this to me is so very special. This is a disciplined.People who have sinned, and yet God says, "I want you to come and worship me."
这对我来讲是一个很特别的事情。这些人是被经过管教的子民，而神对他们，而且是犯罪的子民，而神对他们说，我要你们回来侍奉敬拜我。
Do you realize that our God is a God who continues to give us second chances?Third chances, fourth chances.
弟兄姐妹，你们是不是能够了解，我们的神是一个不断给我们机会的神，一次又一次又一次给我们的机会。
All right, now let's see what the people say to the gracious God who speaks to them to remind them to do what they should do.
让我们来看一下这一些子民是怎么来回应我们这个恩典的神，应该来敬拜他。
In verse 4, it's a very interesting phrase, the way this is placed in the original. Is it time for you yourselves to live while God doesn't have a house?
在第四节，在英文里面是用很有趣的字眼。他说，这实际上是你的时间要建造你住的地方，当神的殿仍然荒凉。
Is this the right time for you to have your palace while God lives in a shack?
这个现在是不是一个正确的时间？当你住在皇宫里面的时候，而神却还没有地方。
And twice he says, "Consider your ways."
在圣经里面讲了两次，你们要省察自己的行为。
And what God is asking the people to do, in effect, it says, "You need a spiritual MRI."
而在这里，神事实上是告诉这些人说，你们需要属灵的 MRI。
You go to the doctor and they put you, it's a big fancy x-ray machine, right?
当我们到医院的时候去看医生，那是一个很大的 X 光机器，放射机器。
It'll show you everything that's wrong with you and it goes, makes this big loud noise.
它产生很大的噪音，可是它会看到我们全身所有不对的地方。
I've never had one, I hope I never have one.
我从来没有过，我也希望我不要再有，我不要有那个经验。
Or God is saying you need to go see the eye doctor. You need to see, you need to consider your ways. You need to look at your vision. You need a checkup on your eyes.
或者神说你应该去看一下眼科医生，看看你的视力有没有不对，去查一下你的眼睛。
Something is wrong. Your standard of living is higher than God's standard of living.
在这中间有一点点不对的地方，你所生活的条件甚至于比神生活的条件要更好。
And what were their excuses that they gave?
所以我们看一下他们用了什么样的借口。
Well, it's not the right time.
哦，这个不是那个好的时间。
We got to take care of ourselves, verse 3.
在第三节看到我们需要先来照顾我们自己。
We've got a lot of work to do. The market fell, so we have to work harder.
哦，我们有好多事情要做。这个经济市场崩溃了，所以我们要更努力。
But this is something to me that's very, very interesting. They thought they were going to prevent poverty by hard work. Instead, through their hard work, God brought poverty.
在这边有一个很有趣的一个点，他们认为经过他们的努力，他们可以避免贫穷，但是神却让我们看到，因着他们的努力，他们却更贫穷。
And we do this a lot. We say, you know, I don't want the problems that my parents had or my grandparents had, so I'm going to work really, really hard. And then we try to figure out why do we have these kind of problems now.
我们常常会说，我们要很努力，所以我们不会再重蹈我们父母的覆辙或我们祖父母的覆辙。但我们也会问，为什么我还是有同样的问题
？And God said to many, many Americans that were depending on their stocks. And 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to blow this away. I'm going to take away all the things that you thought you had in the bank. And many people lost 40% of what they thought they had.
而神也就是这样子来告诉整个美国的人民，你们靠着你们的股票市场，神就来看，就让人民看到，当你股票市场垮掉的时候，你们就丧失了40%你们所有的。
And I know people that live in big fancy houses.
我知道有很多人住在很大很漂亮的房子
and they have to sell them.
他们必须要把它卖掉。
I know a vice president of a company and he's living right now on unemployment.
我知道某一个公司的副总裁现在是在无业状态。
And for all of his life he had trusted the country club. For all of his life he had trusted the big house. For all of his life he had trusted all the money. And now he doesn't have enough money to live.
这位副总裁将他一生所信靠的这些乡村俱乐部、这些股票、这些金钱，到现在他没有地方可以住。
And this is a message for us today in America because we see so much turmoil. We need to get right and figure out what are our priorities.
这也是让给我们的一个信息，让我们看到我们的优先秩序是什么。
And the first thing that he says that in order to get things going in the right way is to do the first things.
在信息在哈该书里面让我们看见我们应该要走的第一条正确的路是什么，而是就是做该做的事。
I call this the law of the first things.
在这边我们说这是第一件事情的律法。
If you do the first things right, the first things first, then every other thing will fall in its place.
如果我们从头就是做对了，那接下来的都会对。
If I can just give an example for football, American football.
如果我可以用美国足球来做一个比喻。
If some of us will watch football this afternoon, and some of us will walk by it and say, I don't understand that.
有些今天下午可能我们有一些人会去看足球，有些人会说，我完全看不懂他在干嘛。
And you can watch all kinds of fancy plays this afternoon where people hand the ball off, they throw the ball, they lateral it, they flea flick it. You'll never translate that one. But you can see all kinds of fancy plays in football this afternoon.
在今天下午，你会在电视上看到那些足球员，他们如何追丢球、接球、传球、打球。你会看到所有很多很漂亮的动作。
But if you don't tackle, you'll lose the game.
但如果你不打正，你就会输去，你就会输掉。
There was a very famous coach by the name of Vince Lombardi. He coached for the Green Bay Packers.
在 OK 那个 team 有一个很有名的。总教头
and his team was doing very poorly, and they practiced very poor, and they were fumbling the ball, and they just looked awful.
那个队他打得非常差，他们的练习也很差，他们的球一直掉，这整个队就是一团乱。
And he gathered the team around him.
他把那些球员都叫到他的旁边来。
And he got right in the middle of the team, and he put the football in the middle of the team, and he said, "This is a football."
他把那些球员叫到他旁边，他在他中间拿了一个球，说：“这个叫做足球。”
And it's almost as if Haggai is grabbing all the people around him, and he's saying to them, "This is the first thing: worship God."
就像哈该把所有的人民召到他旁边，来跟他说：“这是第一件事我们要做的，敬拜神。”
When God is first, when His Word is first, when worship is first.
当我们以神为第一，当我们以神的话为第一，当我们以崇拜为第一的时候
，Then we have enough food, we have enough clothing, we have enough houses.
那我们就会有足够的金钱、足够的食物、足够的房屋。
But when God is second or third, then we always want something bigger, we always want something newer, and we always want to try another dish of food.
当我们把神放在第二位甚至第三位的时候，我们一直会特别想要说要有更多更多的食物，更多的金钱，我们会尝试再尝试。
It's the law of the first things.
这就是该做的要先做。
And what Haggai would say to us today is, do you have your priorities right?
哈该书今天告诉我们的是，你是不是把你的优先顺序设好了
？Are your priorities right in giving?
你的优先顺序，你的首先的是不是要给出去？
Are your priorities right with reference to your time?
你的优先顺序首先呢，是不是在你的时间的利用
？Are your priorities right with reference to leisure?
你的优先顺序是不是要在领导
？Are your priorities right with reference to your family?
或是你的优先顺序是在你的家庭里面
？These main things, the church, the family.Our time with God. If these have been placed to second, third, and fourth place, I will guarantee you, you will work harder and harder and harder, and at the end of your life, have less and less and less.
如果我们把这些事情都摆在神的前面的时候，我保证你，我们的生活会越来越努力，越来越辛苦，越来越辛苦。但是我们会所有的会却越来越少，越来越少，越来越少。
And I will encourage you, as I encourage myself as I study this passage, if I am struggling financially, if I am struggling with a sense that I'm not happy with where I am, what occupies the first place in my life?
让我们来彼此勉励。当我们发现我们在，当我在为了我的财务来挣扎的时候，当我在生活上有所挣扎的时候，让我们再来重新看一下。我的优先顺序是什么
？In many ways, this is a very, very basic message, and yet this message was well received by the people.
我们都可以看得到，这个是非常基本的一个信息，但是这个信息对很多人却很有帮助。
Look at verses 9 to 11.
让我们看一下，第九节到第十一节。
When you look for much, but behold, it comes to little.And when you bring it home, I blow it away. Why? Because my house lies desolate. God is saying to them, there is a relationship between your success and your assets. And what's first place?
在第九节 ，OK， 在第九节说，你们盼望多得，所得却少；你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。让我们看到我们的成功，我们的一切的成就都跟这些有关。
Something else that we should say this morning, and that is, when we've misplaced our priorities, we will lose our purpose in life.
这是让我们看到今天的信息，让我们看到当我们把我们的优先次序摆错的时候，我们会失去我们生命的意义。
For a Christian, what's the most important thing a Christian should do with his life?
让我们问我们自己，基督徒们，我们基督徒，我们生活的第一位是什么东西？
The Westminster Confession says the chief end of man is to glorify God.
Say it again.
The chief end, the main purpose of man.
在西敏小要达里面告诉我们。人首先要的是荣耀神。
But when I have misplaced priorities and I think I have to please my boss, please my company, please my family, I've lost purpose and direction in my life.
如果我把这个优先顺序摆错了，我以为我要先来取悦我的家人，取悦我的公司，取悦我的老板的时候，我就失去了这个目的。
It's hard enough in the workplace today.
在今天工作场合已经很难了。
I work in healthcare, and right now, as so many of you know, there's so much trial in the whole healthcare business.
我在健康部门担任顾问，你也知道，现在很多在这方面有很多的问题。
Some of you in the financial markets, some of you are in education. You realize the stresses that are going on in our culture.
有些人在投资公司做事，有些人在教育部门做事，但是我们都知道，整个环境来讲是越来越困难的。
And my point is this: it's tough enough working for the man, but if you're working against God, it's impossible.
我要传讲就是说，跟人工作已经够难了，但是如果我们去跟神来反对的话，那是不是更难
？Now in closing, let's just see how the people responded.
那在最后的时候，让我们来看一下以色列人是如何来反应。
Look at verse 12.
让我们看一下第十二节。
Then Zerubbabel. By the way, I don't know how these words are to translate, but they're difficult to say in English. Zerubbabel and Jehozadak, and I don't know what they're like in Chinese.
That's easy.
Yeah, they're easy. Okay. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord.
第十二节，那时。撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约塞达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下来的百姓，都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神所差来的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
One commentator has said that Haggai the prophet was one of the most successful prophets in all the Old Testament.
有一个解经家说，哈该是所有的先知里面最成功的一个。
And the reason that he was so well received is that 26 times in the 38 verses of this book, he says, Thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And that's why the people obey.
而他成功最大的原因是他有26次说这是神说的话，这是主耶和华说的话。这是为什么他会成功。
Within 3 weeks,
在三个礼拜里面,
and in September,
在九月份
，right about this time of the year，
就是跟现在的时期差不多。
The people went up into their hills, and they went up and they got the wood and they began to rebuild the temple. Immediate response.
百姓们开始上山去取木材来盖圣殿，他们马上来反映哈该所说的话语。
They had resigned from the procrastination club.
他们对着他们的延迟来。
And they signed up as carpenters.
他们变成木匠。
Now there's something else we need to say, is that it's God expects us to finish and finish well, especially what we started.
在这里，我们看到一个信息是神要我们来完成，而且完成我们开始的，而且要很好的完成。
This is a wonderful church, and I have enjoyed my fellowship with you all for the last, I think it's almost 3 years now.
这是一个很美好的教会，我也很在这里面跟弟兄里面有交通，我也感到很喜乐。在这三年的时间里面，
I still haven't learned to eat with chopsticks.
虽然我还不会用筷子。
And I think I know just 2 Chinese words, and I forgot one of them.
我想我大概只记得两个中文字，而其中有一个我已经忘记了。
But I observe you in so many ways.
但我用在观察你们，用不同的角度来看你们的时候。
And I don't want to embarrass your pastor or Tommy, but I would like to say a few words.
但我不想要 虽然我不想要来使金牧师或是汤米只是不好意思，但是我有几句话要说。
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm Caucasian. I'm not Chinese.
我不知道你们是不是看得出来。
Whatever.
他是一个西方人，他不是中国人。
And I've been working with your young people for the last 3 years, and I have grown really to love them and admire them.
我在你们中间和年轻人一起工作了大概有三年的时间，我越来越喜欢他们，我也越钦佩他们。
And I've learned that your pastor and your leadership have a special burden for this group.
我知道在你们教会里面，你的长老不是，对不起，金牧师跟执事团队里面对这些年轻人有一个很特别的意向。
They want to finish what they start.
他们想要完成他们开始的。
They want this to be the focus for you, for the young people, for them.
他们想要来专注在他们开始的，为我们，为了那些年轻人，为整个教会。
Let me tell you a story from history.
让我从历史上面来告诉你们一个故事。
This whole area of northern Jersey was founded and settled by the Dutch 200-300 years ago.
这整个北纽泽西州这一块地是从在两三百年前是从一个荒芜的开始。
And there are all kinds of Reformed churches all over North Jersey.
在这个整个北纽泽西州充满着许多的教会。
And on Sundays they would meet and preach in Dutch.
在礼拜天的时候，他们就会来聚会，来传讲神的话。
And they would speak Dutch in the homes.
他们用荷兰语来，用荷兰语讲。
They founded their own schools.
他们建立自己的学校。
But they faced the same thing that you are facing now in 2010.
但是他们面对的和我们今天2010年所面对的事情是一样的。
Those little Dutch boys grew up and had babies, and those Dutch children knew Dutch and English.
那些小荷兰人、小荷兰小孩长大，他们会说荷兰语跟英语。
And then those babies grew up and had children, and they knew English and a few words of Dutch.
然后在传到第三代、第四代的时候，他们会英语，但是他们只会一点点的荷兰语。
And finally, they had children and they grew up, and the only thing Dutch about them is they were blonde-haired and blue eyes.
再往下传下去，第四代、第五代的时候，荷兰人对他们来讲只是一些咖啡色眼睛。蓝色眼睛、咖啡色头发的人。
And what happened to their churches?
那他们的教会怎么了呢？
They closed.
他们关掉了。
They combined.
他们合并。
I can show you a church in Franklin Lakes that they sold to the Jewish synagogue.
我可以指出在Franklin Lake 那边有一个教会卖给犹太人会堂。
But the leadership of this church is trying to make plans to make sure that doesn't happen here.
但这个教会的领导团队要想要避免这些事情发生在这里。
And some of the first things that we are focusing on is the Word of God. This is the most important thing that we have to leave to our next generation. Not their college education, not the wealth that we can give them, but this book.
但在这里我们看到的最重要的事情是把这本书，也就是神的话，传给下一代人，不是他们的教育背景，不是他们有什么金钱，而是这本书神的话。
And God, I believe, is calling us to say, wait a minute, you spend an awful lot of time in your houses, you spend an awful lot of time feeding yourself, you spend an awful lot of time trying to make yourself rich, but have you neglected the word? Have you neglected worship?
在这里，神让我们看到，我们花了那么多时间来喂养我们自己。来使自己有钱，来使自己得到富足，但是我们是不是忘记了神的话语，忘记了神的殿
？And I am amazed at the strength of the leadership that's in the young adult class. Absolutely amazed.
但我在这里，我却为了这个年轻团队，他们我们感到很惊讶。
And one of the passions that is on our hearts is that we would begin to reach out to our friends that are not in church this morning, who do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
他们在从游心里发出说我们要去去接触更多还不认识主的人来把他们带到教会里。
And so that as time moves on and as the history of this church is continued to be written, we will hopefully reach out to other Asians, to other Chinese who will come to know Jesus Christ through these people who know and want to reach out into their culture.
所以这就是我们要传承下去，我们要不断的出去，把更多的亚洲人、中国人不认识神的带到教会里面来，一代一代的传下去。
So some of the things we want to do will happen when the building is finished. Some of the things are going to happen in homes. Some of the things are going to happen in leadership training.
或许有一些事情会要发生，无论是教会建堂的完成，或是在领导班子的重建改组，有些事情会要发生。
None of us can control our destiny, but all of us can keep first things first.
我们没有一个人能够来决定或者来控制我们的所要达到的目标，但是我们能够控制是我们要把我们的优先秩序摆对。
Let me close with this story, please.
让我来结束这一个信息。
When I was a pastor in Greensboro, North Carolina, there was a very educated man who used to sit right about over there where you're sitting.
当我是在北卡一个教会的牧师的时候，那边通常有一个年轻人就坐在差不多那个位置。
He had gone to seminary, but was not in a ministry because he was going to get into ministry when he retired.
他到神学院，但他还没有准备要成为一个传道人，因为他准备成为传道人，当他退休的时候。
He's a brilliant engineer for AT&T.
他是一个非常聪明的机械工程师，在 AT&T 做事。
He was a good Bible teacher.
他是一个非常好的圣经教师。
But he didn't have any time to teach the Bible now, but he was going to teach the Bible when he retired.
他说他没有现在没有时间来教圣经，但是他会要来教圣经当他退休的时候。
He didn't have any time to serve on the church boards now because he was working for AT&T, but when he retired, he would serve on the church boards.
因为他现在在AT&T 做事，所以他没有时间来侍奉神，但是当他退休的时候，他会花更多时间来服侍教会。
Because AT&T had taken everything out of him, he had nothing for the first things.
因为 AT&T 把他所有的都占据了，所以他没有时间来做第一件事情要做的。
And he would sit, and he would sing, and he would stand, and he would worship with us, and then he would go home and rest because he had to go to work on Monday.
他会在我们中间和我们一起唱歌，一起敬拜，一起念诗，然后回家休息，因为明天他还要上班。
I was back at my church, and I asked them this question: How is Bill doing?
I'm lost.
I was back at my church, and I asked the question: How is Bill? That was his name. How is he doing?
当他回到那个教会的时候，他问那个年轻人他现在怎么样？那个年轻人叫做 Bill.
Because he should have been retired now from AT&T.
因为算算日子，他现在应该已经从 AT&T 退休下来了。
And they said to me, "Didn't you hear? He has Alzheimer's."
他们的回答是：你没有听到他发生了什么事吗
？He's lost his mind.
他发疯了。
For 45 years, he was postponing serving God until he had enough money, until he was retired, till he had enough time, and then he was going to serve God.
45年的时间，他一直在准备金钱，准备。他一直说他没有足够金钱，没有足够时间，一直到他退休的时候，他要来侍奉神。
And God said, "You know what? I'm going to blow upon all of your plans for all of your money, for all of your retirement, because you didn't serve me now."
但神却说，我要把你一切的所有吹走，因为你现在没有来侍奉我。
Now is the time to make the decision. What's first place in my life and in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，现在就是这个时间，让我们来做一个决定。现在我们就要把优先秩序摆对，神是第一。
Let's pray. Father, we pray that we would hear these very simple words from Haggai, but powerful words from the Lord.
主，我们感谢你，让我们真的是从哈该书听到这些看起来却是很简单，但是却非常带有能力的话语。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.